is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You embarrassed to praise me because people are looking at you, then I'll be embarrassed to receive you before my Father. And let me tell you, I don't care who's looking at me. It doesn't matter who's filming me. It doesn't matter who's making fun of me. God's been too good to me for me to allow your looks to stop me from praising God. Is there anybody here to say I got a personal relationship with him? I identify my life with him. And as I get ready to partake, he has brought me from a mighty long way. And I'm quite sure that everybody in this church right now can testify, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we all have been dead, sleeping in our graves. But don't you ever believe that you come this far on your own. You came this far by grace and mercy. So I identify. Not only for to commemorate our identification, but then thirdly, when I come to the table, I come with identification. I mean, the declaration. Watch this. Look at verse 25b. Watch this. That this do ye often as ye drink it in who? Remembrance of who? Not of friends, family, but of him. That means I am declaring that he is the center of my attention. Nothing else matters at this moment. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. And it's just Jesus. I am declaring that I'm here to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. I am here to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. I am here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I am here to celebrate that he's alive and he's well. I am here to celebrate what good things the Lord has done for me. I am here to celebrate, not to be selfish, the good things the Lord has done for my brother, the good things the Lord has done for my sister, the good things the Lord has done for every one of us. This is to be a time of worship. This is to be a time of praise. I remember in the old days that on Communion Sunday, you can hear them old warriors praising God down the street. Before you ever get to the church, you hear somebody jump up saying, "Guide me over thy Gretchy hope." Now, if you say that in the church, people got to Google the words. But we grew up on "Guide me over." We grew up on "Precious Lord, take my hand." Come on, I wish I had somebody. We grew up on "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." We grew up, what a fellowship, what a joy divine leading. We grew up. They may not knew words or read or write or couldn't spell, but they knew the Lord. Now, God, they've opened up doors that we can get educated now, and the church is totally different. See, when they didn't have the education, it took all of that and more to praise God. Now you done dot I's and cross T's. Now it don't take all of that to praise the Lord. Who you think opened up the door for you to get the education that you have? It was nobody. Don't you never mock them old warriors. Don't you ever laugh at them old warriors because they don't know subject-verb agreement. They may speak and run on sentences. Don't you sit there and critique them like you have got this far on your own. They may not dot the I's. They may not cross the T's, but it was their prayer to get you where you were. And so you ought to thank God for every old warrior that's still in your life. You might have went to class, but they had class. Somebody gonna get that in the morning. So when we approach the Lord's table, we approach it with commemoration and identification and declaration. But then fourthly, we come with expectation. Look at verse 26. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and 27, drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of what? The body and what? The blood of the Lord. We got that? You'd be guilty. But then go back to verse 26. Watch this. As often as you drink of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till what? So I have expectation when I have examination. I have to examine myself before I can even come close to the supper. Each time you partake, you are in the midst of expectation because you are to do it till he comes. Now, let me help you. As often as you do this, it does not mean that you are limited to once a Sunday, one a month. As often means if you do it every Sunday. He just said every time you do it in remembrance of me. He says, so it is an expectation, expecting what? Till he come again. We know he's gone, but he's coming back again. He's coming back for all of us and to bring us into the Father's house. And he says, I prepared this house myself, and in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I know we say we sending up our timber, but he don't need your timber. He's preparing the house himself. Now, you told him to build you a cabin in glory. Well, you keep on wanting a cabin, but he didn't say I'm going to have a cabin. In my Father's house, there are many what? Now, see, we living in cabins now. A strong wind can come and blow that cabin away, but the house that Jesus builds is a house from everlasting to everlasting. So I have an expectation, not just my residence, but I have expectations to be forever with Jesus in glory. When I get to heaven, when I see Jesus, I've got to see him first. Then I'm going to check out my loved ones that's been waiting on me. But I got to see him first. I got to put my arms around him. I just got to put my eyes on him and say, I remember it was you. And see, as I told him on Wednesday night, you don't know how heaven going to be. There are going to be levels in heaven. Don't you dare think you're going to get to heaven and sit where Abraham going to sit. Don't you dare think you're going to get to heaven and sit where the old patriarch's going to sit. Let me give you a picture of how the worship of heaven is going to be. Up top is going to be God. On side of him is going to be the Son and the Holy Spirit. Right underneath him is going to be all the patriarchs of old. And the rest of us will be out in the congregation. That's why David said, I know I can't sit on side of you. I know I can't sit at your feet because I got blood stains on my hand and I did so much dirt in this life. He said, but if I can just be a doorkeeper. In other words, if I can just stand back there and pass out programs, Lord, if you just let me in, I don't need a title, I don't need a position, I just want to get in. David said, I'll keep the door, but as long as you let me keep it from the inside, I just want to be on the inside. And can you imagine that all praise and glory will be given to God? So I have an expectation that I have another place to go to. And finally, not only with commemoration and identification and declaration and expectation, but then finally, There must be an examination. This is where I want to get you. Watch this. Whosoever, verse 27, eat of this bread and drink of this cup, but Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine everybody else. Oh, your Bible reads different? Oh, okay. Himself. So let him that eat of this bread and drink of this cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. This is where we are. We'll park here a minute and we're going home. While all of the truths in the Bible should be obeyed, considered, and applied to our lives, this time of the Lord's Supper is not only for reflection and worship, but it is, most of all, it is a time of self-examination. We are warned by the word of God, just in your hearing, that partaking of this unworthily is damaging to your soul. Now, let me tell you, let me clarify what the text is not saying. We have believed that this says that if you've done any wrong, then you cannot partake. If that was true, then I'll tell the deacons, go and roll it out of here and don't bring it back in no more. Baby, let me tell you something. As long as you're in this flesh, you're going to do wrong. How then, Pastor, do I partake of the Lord's Supper unworthily? If you partake of this and have never accepted Jesus Christ, because any sin that you commit on the moral level, Jesus is able to forgive you. And here we go. Hear your praise cue. That is what the examination is for. Number one, to make sure that you're saved. Number two, to look at the things that you've done on last week. And ask, you pray a prayer of repentance and forgiveness. You're asking him to wash your slate clean. Now watch this. You can't examine yourself trying to examine me. Somebody sit out there when I say examine, may have said, well, he needs to examine himself. No, I am going to examine myself. You got to examine yours. And the problem with us doing communion, we too busy examining everybody else. Oh, I know she ain't going to take no communion. What I seen her doing last week, man, I know he ain't finna take no communion. Where I saw him last, well, if you saw me, then you must was in the same place I was. let that simmer in the gumbo. You don't know what has transpired since the last time you saw to this very moment. So when we start examining ourselves, the examination is a warning to the lost. It's a warning to the backslider. And it's a warning to all of us not to take the Lord's Supper lightly. I think too many of us take this lightly. If somebody give you a gun and they tell you the gun is loaded, would you put the gun to your head to pull the trigger to find out? I'll check the gun out, but I ain't gonna find out that way. We take the Lord's Supper too lightly. You got people in the church that you don't even want to speak to or associate yourself with, but then coming up here taking the Lord's Supper. You hate people. You don't dislike them. You literally hate people and then want to come up here and take the Lord's Supper. Now, you might hate a person's ways. You might hate how they're ruining their lives. But you cannot hate an individual. God says, how can you love me whom you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? He said, you're a liar and the truth in. So if God calls you a liar, then you're not what you say you are, and you call yourself partaking of the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, this new commandment I leave with you, that you love ye one another. It's, I have loved you. Let me take you to Sunday school for 5 minutes. Let me tell you how important the Lord's Supper is. The first institution of the Lord's Supper. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 27, Jesus dismisses Judas. He tells Judas to go do what you have to do and do it quickly. We got that? In Luke 22, verse 2 and verse 3, Judas leaves. You got that? John 13, 27, Jesus dismisses Judas. In the Gospel of Luke 22, verses 2 and 3, Judas leaves. But in the Gospel of Luke 22, 17 and 20, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. In other words, Judas' heart wasn't right. And he tells Judas to leave. Then after Judas leaves, he instituted the Lord's Supper. Jesus was saying, if your heart ain't right, don't come up here and partake of the Lord's Supper. If something is in your heart that shouldn't be, then don't come up here and partake. Let me say it. Y'all ain't got quiet now. If there's something in your heart, and most of all, if it's in your heart against somebody, you better get rid of it. Because right here in the text, let me tell you the repercussions of playing around with God. Let me tell you the repercussions of praying around with God. Can I say it again? Let me tell you the repercussions of playing around with God. Watch this. He said, if you eat it, verse 29, eat it and drink it, damnation to your own self. Now here it is, and we going home, verse 30. For this cause, many are weak, many are sickly, and many sleep. Did y'all hear that? This is the word of God. Not everybody now, but a number of people are sick physically because they took this communion wrong. Not only weak and sick, but then he says many sleep. Many have went to an early grave because they took this communion wrong. And you gonna tell me that this is something to be taken lightly? When you have taken it in an unworthy manner? It's right there in the word. Many sick and weak and have went to the grave early because they have taken this communion wrong. You can sit there. I ain't listening. I'm doing it anyway. Go ahead. You got God to answer to. All I am is just a mouthpiece. My job is to tell you the truth. And don't get me wrong, Mount Zion, I'm not perfect. Reverend Dearborn is not perfect. When I study the word of God, it hits me first. It hits my heart first. It hits my mind first. But I made up in my mind that I'm going to love God. And I'm going to love God with my whole heart. And I'm going to tell the Lord, you've been good to me. And you brought me from a mighty long ways. And when I look at communion, my brothers and sisters, the first Sunday of the Mount Zion Church, this is not just any other Sunday. We come to commemorate. We come to remember how good the Lord has been to us. We come to identify ourselves with Him. We come to declare that God is the God of hosts. We come then to examine ourselves, to make sure that Jesus is the Lord of my life. Nobody in the church is perfect. We all have our shortcomings. You have said some things that offended each other. We have said some things that got us kind of angry with each other. But at the end of the day, the Christian of our heart comes out. We can still hold hands. We can still praise the Lord together. And when we come to the communion of the Lord, we got to say, Lord, search my heart. Lord, search my mind. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me, because I want to be right, I want to be saved, and I want to be whole. And I'm glad that God has been so good to us. And this weekend, I witnessed two funerals. One was Senator John McCain. And the other one was the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And when I looked at their funerals, John McCain, he was known throughout the Senate. He was known throughout the world as a good Republican senator. But the Queen of Soul, she was known across the nation for the voice that the Lord had got her. She said, R-E-S-P-C-T, tell me what it means to me. And when I think about these two have died, it makes no difference how well you're known. It makes no difference on what you have accomplished. When the Lord calls your name, you're going to have to answer. And before the Lord calls my name, I want the work I've done to speak for me. Is there anybody here have made up in their mind that I'm going to tell somebody that Jesus, he died on a hill called Calvary. His hands was nailed for my evil touch. His feet were spiked for my evil way of walking. Thorns were placed on his head for my evil way of thinking. He died for my evil way of living. Went in a cold grave, but early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Now, is there anybody here know the Lord is good? Is there anybody here loves J-E-S, U-S? Is there anybody here know he's brought you from a mighty long ways? If you've been sick, he's healed your body. If you've been hungry, he's put food on your table.